T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So this week, Steve Barkowski and Joe Burrow, everybody kind of speaking up about should Joe Burrow pull an Eli Manning and not go to the Cincinnati Bengals. Why do I feel like the Cincinnati Bengals aren't nearly as bad of an organization as what some people – I mean, they've been cheap with their coaches, but they've had a lot of good talent. I mean, they probably should have gotten rid of Marvin Lewis long before they did. But it's not like they've been devoid of talent. It's not like they haven't had some success. I understand they haven't had playoff success. But when you talk about one of the better regular season teams over the last 15 years, they've been one of those teams.
I look at the Cincinnati Bengals like this, and this is definitely my opinion. This is not based on anything factual. This is definitely my opinion. But the way that they handled Marvin Lewis, the way that they nickel and dimed him the whole time that he was there, he was probably one of the lowest paid head coaches in the NFL in his time at the Cincinnati Bengals. And for what he was given, I think that he did a lot with it. He did more with it than, you know, was expected, because he was hamstringed the whole time he was there. I don't know if the facilities have changed much, but the facilities are not first rate. I remember visiting the Cincinnati Bengals a long time ago. I remember the facilities being under like a bridge or some train tracks or something. It was really not a first class facility. Again, don't know if that's changed. That's been a long time ago. But when you see stuff like that, and then you see how they run the organization on the field and the coach that just hired, that's not a culture that I would say is conducive with winning. That's how I look at it. That's on the outside looking in. If I'm Joe Burrow and I'm from there and I'm looking at that, I don't want to go to that. That's the worst place. Listen, and I'm sorry, Cincinnati Bengals fans, diehard Cincinnati Bengals fans. I know a few. Boosie Collins is a diehard Cincinnati Bengals fan. Love the Bengals. But that's your organization. That is what you do. It doesn't feel like any move that you've made in the past 10 years has been a move where it felt like you were trying to put yourself in position to be successful.
I don't think they've ever recovered from Carson Palmer getting his leg snapped or ankle snapped. That was like the turning point for that franchise.
Mm-hmm.
When they had Palmer and Hushmanzada and Chad Ochocinco and all those guys.
Ballers. They had some ballers.
They had a really good team. And they just
– And not only
once
that,
Palmer,
think about
that. Once Palmer was gone and done and his prime was really – I mean, I know he had some decent years after that, you know, but he also –
He retired John Chuckery.
Mm-hmm.
He retired on him.
Mm-hmm.
That should tell you something right there.
Well, but I mean, again, he was – listen, that was a horrific injury that he suffered.
It was.
That – and by the way, he was never the same. He was okay in Arizona, in Oakland, but he also wasn't the same quarterback that he was when he was coming into his prime in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That feels like the moment that franchise – it really kind of turned on that franchise.
And not only that, do you think, like, Joe Burrow – I mean – now, obviously, we're getting close to the draft, getting close to the combine. He has a lot more to say. Do you think he probably reached out to Carson Palmer to ask him about the Cincinnati Bengals?
Nah, I don't think so.
You don't think so? You don't think he's probably done his homework?
I'm sure he's done some homework, but I mean.
He's done some show prep. You think he did some show prep before he was with the Cincinnati
I'm sure Bengals? He's done some, but I mean, like, you got two choices. You can either accept what the results are going to be or – you can pull a John. Now, see, John, now look, here's the thing, though. Here's what I'll say. I'm not sure Joe Burrow is John Elway, and there's a big difference between those two. John Elway is still the number one rated player all time on Mel Kiper's board. He's one, and Andrew Luck is two. I'm not so sure that Joe Burrow is going to be a good enough NFL player for him to decide to pull something like this.
Yeah, because you know what? The last couple of weeks, there has been a growing group of individuals that feel like Tua Tagovailoa is going to be a better pro.
Better pro, yeah.
Or is a better quarterback mm-hmm. right now mm-hmm. than Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And you know, I've talked to a few people, and you know, we talked about the conversation came up, who had the better group of receivers, Tua Tagovailoa or Joe Burrow. I said initially that Tua Tagovailoa had the better receivers, but a lot of people felt like it was a push, at mm-hmm. least a push.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tua in that system with the way that they used him and those wide receivers mm-hmm. was flawless. I mean, as long as he was accurate 7 or 8 yards, you throw it to those guys, and they run a long way, man.
Yeah.
Waddle and Ruggs and Judy, and those guys run a long way when they get the football in their hand.
But to be honest, both of them are going to go to bad teams.
That's the NFL.
Yeah, they're going to go to bad
Welcome teams. Welcome to the NFL, yeah. right? Yeah. Andrew Luck went to a horrific team.
Yeah.
And look what he did for that. They went from, what, 2 wins to 14 wins or something ridiculous?
Something like, yeah.
Or 12 wins in a year? It can happen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.